This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Thank you for joining us on this Monday, January 14th, 2019, Global Broadcast. I am your host, Alex Jones. The embattled, demonized, under siege broadcaster who is under attack because we have exposed the globalist system with the help of our wonderful listeners. We have relaunched free market love of Americana, not just here, but around the world. Our audience and this show and what we've built here is the heart of the resistance, and the globalists know it and cannot stand it. We've told you for 20-plus years that when the fourth wave feminism hit, it was actually being deployed by globalists who wanted to end the family as we know it and isolate women and children so the state would be their husband. We knew that because it was in globalist white papers, and I put it in films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, that will be 12 years old next month. And now, notice how the talking points are all together the last few days. The American Psychological Association calls traditional masculinity harmful and basically mentally ill, USA Today. Procter & Gamble, owner of Gillette, puts out a new ad saying that facial hair is toxic, so shave. Comes off like a joke, but it's very, very serious. That was my final straw when my kids liked the beard I grew on vacation, that it makes the left so angry that it's here to stay. Because, again, it's a symbol of differences in the sexes, which they can't stand. Oh, and the latest at Infowars.com, Paul Joseph Watson article, leftist French website calls for heterosexuality to be banned. And that's really a mainline theme being taught on colleges, not just here, but in Europe, that again, heterosexuality itself is a bad thing. Number one, because it creates more children, and that's why many leftist groups celebrate the declining birth rates in the West, and the fact that Europe only has a 1.3% replacement rate, saying it'll be good when the white race is finally gone. Now, when people like the eugenicist father of DNA discovery, James Watson, comes out and says milder statements, which I still don't agree with, but he has a right to say them, why, he's stripped of all his honors. But when mainline New York Times board members and major professors say whites are inherently evil and we're going to be so much better off when white people are gone, and that that's a good thing, and that whites are inherently bad. You see this everywhere. You see the Democratic Party bringing back the old race-based systems that was rejected by Christian conservatives and the Republican Party. But now the demographic has swung towards whites being a dwindling minority in just a decade. Already the minority in most areas, they're switching back to good old-fashioned race-based politics. And at least the leadership of the minority groups have almost universally got in line with the new KKK movement, the brown KKK movement that they run and control. But here's another headline today. White American birth rates below replacement level in every state, something the left will certainly celebrate. So incredible race-based politics in this country. We'll be playing the Gillette ad in full and more when we come back. And you say, this is just preposterous. This is over the top. That's the whole point. We're now into the bullying phase with Alexandria Cortez coming out and saying she's very mad because she's the traffic cop for everything, the thought police commander, the group in the Fuhrer of thought control. She says, how dare you not send a black reporter to be the main person covering my campaign? How dare you, unacceptable in 2019, try again. She is your boss. She is in control. And she will tell you what to do. Well, how dare the Lakers not have all white people? How dare, don't go there. Absolutely amazing, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, how about interracial porn? Let's have a white guy with a white lady, because you can't have, you have to have diversity in that, right? That's not how this works. It's all one way. Whites are bad, period, by these racist dirtbags.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, here we are, already halfway into the first month of 2019, and the fireworks are flying. The Democrats have already fired up 80-plus fake investigations of the president. And man, if you go to CNN.com or MSNBC's websites, all you see is Trump caught in incredible Russian collusion. Devastating bombshells. Trump hid details of his meeting with Putin. And then the article goes on to say, well, actually, this is something every other president does when they meet in private. He didn't conceal anything. But it's lie on top of lie on top of lie on top of lie. To discredit a real American president who's actually trying to be the president. Trump confronts the prospect of nonstop political war for survival, MSM. That's right. They're coming for him because he tried to stand up for the country. When China gets 0% interest rates and we don't, and our own Federal Reserve calls for China to have zero, but for us not to, Trump stands against it. And for doing that, he's a Russian agent. The Trump-Putin revelations tell us what we knew all along. Talk about empty headlines, then you read nothing. The best they've got is a redhead chick who sent emails to the Kremlin saying, hey, I'd like to have a job with you, pushing Russian influence, and they never gave her a job. And her plan was to have sex with anybody she could in D.C. And the best she could do was try to go to NRA events. And she thought maybe if she got to know the NRA, she'd get to know somebody that knew a congressman. Wow, what an incredible spy. Who wasn't even a spy, but Kremlin blessed. Notice they don't say work for the Kremlin. Kremlin blessed Russian NRA operation. U.S. Intel report says. That's all they've got. Yeah, Maria Butina. Oh my gosh. I'm telling you, it's the Red Sparrow. Everyone jump underneath your tables immediately. Oh my gosh. And then you've got Robert Mueller III on tarmac with uranium. So they get a sample of how good it is before they give Hillary Clinton's foundation hundreds of millions of dollars to transfer 25% of our uranium stockpile. And it goes on and on and on. It's so ridiculous. But let's get to the big enchilada story that I want to hit first before we get into government shutdown and Trump saying he hasn't left the White House since the shutdown began. And then you've got Sarah Sanders releasing photos of Democrats all over the world tweeting, partying on the beach, and You've got the speaker in Hawaii at her big palace, and everything's good. There's Trump staying in the White House the whole time trying to fix things. Well, there's an active FBI coup that we've been reporting on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, where, McCabe, the deputy director, and Rosenstein, deputy head of the Justice Department, all of them are under criminal investigation for indictment by grand juries, something we told you a year ago, now all confirmed, in Maryland and Virginia, like we told you specifically. Next year's news today. And then we went on from there, and we get into the fact that they have now spun it like, oh my gosh, the revelation, he was under investigation for espionage. Like, that proves that a bunch of political hacks investigated him for that and used that as a way to try to get any dirt they could that was non-Russia related. They found none in Trump. And so now they just put up the investigation itself like it's the smoking gun, when it's the smoking gun, not of any Russian collusion, but the smoking gun of their lying to Congress and lying to the president and lying to the American people, and not just McCabe or Strzok or Comey, but also Mueller and the rest of them. These guys are going for broke. And now they're really hysterical because they know Trump is moving to actually try to get them prosecuted. And the media acts like that's bad. Oh, the president is being a dictator. He's coming after us for political reasons. You are the FBI. You're not supposed to be involved politically. The president's the head of the executive branch. You better damn believe he can do whatever he wants coming after you if you've committed crimes. Remember, Crossfire, Hurricane cracks open Spygate. You know, let's pull up that John Bound report from last year, from over a year ago, I mean over 6 months ago in May. Let's get that report. That was powerful. Because just what we told you 2 years ago and 2 months ago, right when Trump was being inaugurated, the anniversary's in 6 days, and promising to deliver power back to the people and get jobs back and pretty much fulfilled all his promises, get us out of the TPP, release all these medicines they've been suppressing for two decades in many cases. That day in the New York Times, they said a major espionage operation had been opened up by Obama back during the campaign, and that Trump better watch it, and he's a Russian agent. We got the proof. Now, we already reported that months before, but a lot of experts then went, wait a minute, you just admitted to illegally campaign manipulation and to doing all this. You screwed up. You shouldn't have reported that. And CNN came out and said, the source of this that the president has is Alex Jones. And the New York Times said the same thing, which wasn't even true. I simply pointed out that they'd been doing it. And now, over a year later, it came out that indeed they were doing it. So, yes, this is what they're doing. This is what they're up to. But before we get to all of that, when we come back, when you study mainstream corporate media like I do 6-7 hours a day, that I've got my nose in the research, you see not just the patterns, but you'll read a New York Times, a Washington Post, a CNN, an Austin American Statesman article. It'll have a different name, different byline, but it's essentially the exact same article with a few words moved around. And it's because they get talking points. Well, it's not just talking points, destroy Alex Jones, destroy Trump. The big talking point that was going on at universities for decades is now gushing out, metastasizing into the whole world. And that's that the family's bad, men are bad, having children is bad, having someone that stands up for you is bad, the state is your daddy. Psychologists and the American Psychological Association say traditional masculinity is bad, is harmful, and is a mental illness, USA Today. Oh, here's the new one. Procter & Gamble challenges men to shave their toxic masculinity in Gillette ad. That's right. You're all bad. Leftist French website calls for heterosexuality to be banned. The left cheers. White birth rates plummeting globally. It's all coming up. And that's just the latest unified propaganda everywhere. All right, I'm going to stop right there. The new year is here. And you know they tried to take our sponsors and tried to shut down our shopping carts and try to just bankrupt us. And we were able, with the biggest sales in our history, to get the Capitol Inn to operate for a few months. But since the New Year's here, I'm sick of plugging. I haven't been. And we have gotten way behind, despite the fact we have some great sales and great products for the new year at InfoWarsStore.com. Our best-selling Bodies, amazing ultimate turmeric formula, 95% curcuminoids and other key compounds that accelerate it. It is the strongest ultimate formula out there. Supermel Vitality, formerly our bestseller, still is. Great cold-pressed, wild-crafted herbs for stamina, libido, energy. We can no longer get the wild-crafted herbs from the supplier. So for now, at least, it's discontinued. We hope it comes back, but it's just not a product. It's so hard to produce. It's so expensive for us to get. It's the last run, the last sure run of Super Male, Super Female Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com. So please check out the site today. Books, videos, films, T-shirts, and so much more. Speaking of that, I have blasphemed Alexandra Cortez in the form of a T-shirt that's sure to be the new hot T-shirt for 2019 if you take action. Stay with us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news. Today, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Back live, and I'm going to get into the latest four articles being rolled out by national associations, dominant associations that control academia and PhD, the largest home chemical and personal care company in the world, and major governments and major publications. All saying men are inherently bad and facial hair is inherently rape, basically. That is all coming up. And you say, well, that's insane. No, it's not. They've already lowered the fertility rate. They're already putting chemicals in the water to make men feminine. And that will soon be the majority of men will be feminine. They will then be organized against males that are fighting against the trend. This is the final divide and conquer. And I want to be very, very clear here. USA Today whitewashes it with their headline, "Psychologists call traditional masculinity harmful, face uproar from conservatives." Look at the psychological warfare in that whole thing. Like, only conservatives think traditional masculinity is okay. Also, it's deceptive because once heat got put on it, they started saying psychologist. Like, it's one crazy psychologist, so they can introduce the idea to you. Let's type in American Psychological Association last week as a group named it as a mental illness. Said it's a bad thing in their official report they put out. But you see how the psychology works, how once there's a backlash, they go, oh, it's just a psychologist. Oh, and conservatives are upset. Everything is a propaganda target. So please print me the American Psychological. We'll cover this next segment, actually. We'll cover this all next segment. American Psychological Association, the official association. There it is. Traditional masculinity deemed harmful by American Psychological Association in a 36-page report. Hey, please print me the stinking report. Great job. This is such a big subject, I'm going to cover it next segment, because I'm going to go on the attack right now. The globalists are doing everything they can to bully you and dominate you and tell you how to think and tell you how to operate. You have the American Psychological Association openly saying men being masculine is harmful, period. Anytime the Romans or another group conquered a group, another nation, another tribe, they killed all of the adult men. That's what this is. That's why they say teach little boys how to wear dresses from Sweden to the United States. That's why they do all this. That's why they teach that heterosexuality is bad. That's why Procter & Gamble and Gillette comes out and says, shave your facial hair off. It's bad. It's evil. It's uncouth. Your masculinity's evil. Feminists are going to have big, bushy underarms. That's their beard. But you don't get any hair. They're the new boss. Leftist French website calls for heterosexuals to be banned. Leftists celebrate, and print me that article, please, declining white birth rate. That's all over the news. So what's this all about? Dominating you, bullying you, making you submit. Don't do it. And making it men against women, women against men, when we're the same species. You don't hear about male and female elephants, and female elephants want to get rid of the males, or female tigers want to get rid of the males, or female swordfish want to get rid of the males. That's insane. The male is her. She is he. They are the species. They have babies. That's called life. This is an attack on life, as if it's toxic. It's admitted it's being done to conquer you. It's admittedly being done to shut you down. It's admittedly having ads showing a guy get in the face of the other guy and say, hey, you can't talk to a girl. You've got a beard. But only the cool dads, see, they don't have any facial hair. Oh, and look, the little boys fighting with each other. That's because they're toxic masculinity. Bullying. Yes, the daddies need to make sure their boys are wimps. This is total leftist garbage. I swear on the altar of God, I don't hardly use any Procter & Gamble products because they're known to be toxic. But I'm going to double check every label and make sure it's not a subsidiary. And I will never use any Gillette products again because I do use Gillette. They do have decent razors. I've been using it for a long time. I swear I'm going to find a mom and pop company and I'm going to get them as a sponsor on this. Everyone must absolutely dump Gillette and let them know because if they make it a joke, it's not a joke. In fact, it's a deadly, serious ad showing men themselves as inherently evil to create a huge debate and fight amongst ourselves. You've got Alexandra Cortez coming out saying CBS is racist and bad because they didn't send a black reporter to cover her for Congress. But she says, better get better next time. That's why to counter her and to get back in her face whenever she said that Don Jr. might face prison time for making the point that, you know, she loves Venezuela so much. In Venezuela, they eat their dogs. In capitalist countries like America, we walk our dogs. So, I came up with the idea for this little baby. And we have this as a limited edition, but I want it to be a bestseller. This is the first limited edition. We have another design coming out. There's only a few thousand of these, but we want this to be a huge seller. We want to put 50,000, 100,000 out of these like we've done Hillary for prison. And it says, capitalists walk their dogs, socialists eat them. Then it's got an American flag that's very triggering to her, saying Infowars.com. So there it is. It is on Infowars.com. There's links to it on Infowars.com to Infowarsstore.com. Capitalists walk their dogs, socialists eat them shirt. This is triggering. This is powerful. And it shows her with an enlarged cartoon head with giant ears looking like a dog foaming at the mouth because that's what she looks like, is a dog on methamphetamine. She's probably on methamphetamine. I mean, what is she on? We should ask the question. She used to be good looking. She's lost so much weight and has meth mouth. So you could call it the Alexandra Cortez meth mouth because she dares to threaten people with jail time and subpoenas if they make fun of the fact that capitalists walk their dogs, socialists eat them. And she looks meth, out of her brain now, like she's flying on planet Pop-Tart. And so get the hottest shirt on the Internet. We know it's going to be the hottest. No reviews yet because we're just launching it in the last few days. Infowarsstore.com, InfowarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139. And listen, we need your support. We want these to blow off the shelf. I want to reorder them. We're going to have a slightly different design each time. I want to have 10 different limited editions sell out in the next 6 months of this. And I want this everywhere because she's the new symbol of the Democratic Party. And it points out capitalists walk their dogs, socialists eat them. And when people say, man, well, why are you showing her as a dog? Because, ladies and gentlemen, in the final equation of communism, people eat people. And are made lower than dogs. And she is a absolute tyrant wanting to arrest people that make fun of her. And so we're going to show her how America works and throw it back in her face. Because she, show her when we come back or tag on to this live video later when we upload it. Her dancing a few years ago, she was good looking and looked healthy. What drugs is she on? We need an intervention. What, methamphetamine or is it Adderall? What is she snorting? We need to help Alexandra Cortez. Get the t-shirt. Infowarsstore.com. Do it.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy, and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality.
From InfoWarsStore.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now, please. Don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Segment's even longer. I'm going to play the sickening Gillette commercial that some people said was a joke. It's not a joke. It's very, very serious, showing boys as bad and that classic masculinity is abusive and aggressive and offensive. No, masculinity just stands up. And then there's always going to be bad, aggressive people that are men and women, and then it's the most aggressive, most dominant individuals in history, time and time again, that are actually the winners, who are actually good. And that's what builds good, strong civilization, is moral, upright groups. What always brings civilization down is groups that are not moral, not upright. Did we get the piece that I asked for earlier? Because I say a lot. I know you guys can miss some of it. As I shout out orders up here on air, directing my own show live. We do have the Crossfire Hurricane John Bound report. I want to play that right now because, and then I want to play a Fox News clip that I just saw during the break. That's why I changed course here. So I meant to say this when I started the show today because I was looking at it this morning. This is so critical. Everybody knows this, but if you pull back and think about it, it's that much more diabolical. They are branding Trump as a Russian spy with no proof. They admit the FBI illegal surveillance found none of it. They admit that was all politically motivated. And they just continue to brand him on Fox News, MSNBC, CNN, C-SPAN, with photos and videos of Trump meeting with Putin at public events that are totally normal. And then when an interpreter has an impromptu private conversations between heads of state that are totally normal, the president routinely asks for the notes. Now, CNN even had to admit over the weekend that this is totally normal and everyone does it, but at the bottom of the article. And then everyone else picks up on it like he's secretly working for Putin and working against everyone. And the only proof the FBI opened the investigation was him saying, look, I don't care who's got the WikiLeaks. It's Hillary committing the crimes. If the Russians got them, release them. That's straight shooting, but it wasn't the Russians. What about Hillary's crimes? How do we let them change the subject like this? Because if Trump had done all these things with Uranium One and other things Hillary had done, I would be against him. There's nothing there but standing up for America and putting crippling sanctions on Russia and moving heavy weapons in, I think going way too far. But he said he wants to be friends with Russia. Everybody knows that's a tactic, actually, if you want to encircle someone but not give them the benefit of the propaganda admitting you're being encircled to get your population behind you. You encircle them, you suppress them, you put them under siege economically, but you say, I'm your friend, I'm your friend, I'm your friend, kind of like CNN does to the American people, like Mars Attacks. To use the allegory where the Martians are running around shooting everybody with their ray guns, but playing a recording saying, don't run, we are your friends. We come in peace. We come in peace. If anything, one of the few bad things Trump's doing is being too hard on Russia. But regardless, he's way harder on Russia than Obama or George W. Bush. I mean, my God, imagine if Trump said, I looked into Putin's eyes and saw his soul, and he's a man we can trust. Imagine if Trump said, I looked into his eyes and saw a man I could trust, my Pootie Poot. Pootie Poot and Pootie Poo Poo. Has everyone forgotten that? That's admitted. Oh, by the way, you go, why would he have the name Pootie Poo Poo in private and Pootie Poot in public? Because George W. Bush gives everyone a scatological name. Everyone knows Karl Rove's, right? Turd Blossom. Scooter Libby was just known as Turd Head or Turd. Yes, these are the nicknames, ladies and gentlemen. Pootie Poo Poo. His little Pootie Poo Poo. Meanwhile, Trump is kicking the hell out of Russia. And you know, while we're doing that, The Chinese are kicking the living snot out of us. Trump's starting to make them back off, but, I mean, thank God. Russia's done nothing to us. If they'd done something, they'd be my enemy. See, that's how I work, you see. If you're attacking me and screwing me over, you're the enemy. If you're trying to teach five-year-old boys that masculinity's bad, like America does, that's obviously an enemy that's gotten control of our schools. They arrest you for that in Russia. And they say it's a toxic program of the West to undermine and implode countries. They said that the whole carbon tax is a way to deindustrialize certain Western nations in favor of the third world where the globalists have deployed. Oh, yes, I forgot. Another famous drag kid, who's, of course, autistic, has now been photographed in a gay magazine with a naked man. Don't show it. Don't show it. I know it's a child, and so we should probably show it in documentary form, but we're not going to show this. Another porno spread. But, oh, the child has their clothes on with the naked man. Oh, but it's art like Tony Podesta in the 2007 Washington Post with pictures of little boys bent over naked, chained up with their butts red from paddling. And him walking around with taking photos with the Washington Post drooling over it. And his little dungeon where he watches deviant art, in his word, or rebellious art. And by the way, the one we're showing is not one of the more sickening photos. These are little girls. Yes, there's a little boys, too. Those are these little girls tied up in a big shower dungeon. But let's get it off screen. I don't want to look at it, please. Sorry, I'm digressing. I said I'd get into the whole Trump thing this segment, and I haven't. I said I'd get into the John Bowne report, and I haven't. Let's just play a little Fox News piece where, just like they brand me as the Sandy Hook guy, I barely even ever talked about it. It was a very small part of the timeline, but they brand me as the Sandy Hook guy, and then they have the liberals and the whole newspaper industry saying, Jones built his career on it, and every dime he's got, never made a red cent we can find on it. Lost money exposing 9/11 as an inside job. Lost radio stations having guests on saying they didn't think Sandy Hook happened. But you see, that's how it works. I'm famous. I'm successful for relaunching Americana. So the left then brands me as the Sandy Hook guy and then gets all this attention riding the Alex Jones horse saying, I'm bringing Sandy Hook up. The New York Times a week ago was saying with guests that Jones keeps sending people to our houses. Jones keeps doing all of this and he won't stop. No clip was played. Nothing was shown. In fact, I never sent anybody to anybody's houses. We did one report once where people were saying that they were using fake addresses, and I said, I use addresses I don't live at. That's totally normal. We have the Rob Due video. Rob Due agreed with the Sandy Hook people and said, don't go to their houses. That turns into, I'm sending them to their houses, and currently, like I'm a dog at their door attacking them, he just won't stop. He's coming. He's coming. He's here. He's here. Help us. Alex Jones is here. The big bad wolf came down the street and is attacking me right now. Help us. The lawyers say, using those families. First, they brand you as Sandy Hook. Now, every time they want in the news, the left, whoever, promote gun control, they take a symbol of pro-gun and use me against the Second Amendment. That's how they create a narrative, steal your identity, create the straw man, and then attach the straw man that every bit of his success was Sandy Hook. In fact, the planet was created in 6 days by Sandy Hook. Everything is that. And that's how these psyops work.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill. So what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and Pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay Heating Pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay Heating Pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay Heating Pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite feeds our body with the right nutrients to keep us healthy. Just listen to what Arthur has to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about, 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Believe that we are the enemy of the American people, and that is really, really an awful situation. We are not the enemy of the American people. We love the American people. We are not the enemy of the American people. We love the American people. We love the American people. We love the American people.
They came in peace.
We are not the enemy of the American people. We love the American people.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
In Russia, they call this
the Siloviki, the national security leadership that secretly spies on the entire citizenry of Russia. And here we are in the United States with our own Siloviki underneath President Obama. Let me tell you something that I know for a fact. This informant, this person that they planted and tried to plant into the campaign and even into the administration, if you believe Axios, he's not the only person that came at the campaign. And the FBI is not the only Obama agency that came at the campaign. I know because they came at me. And I'm looking for clearance from my attorney to reveal this to the public. This is just the beginning. And I'll tell you, when we finally find out the truth about this, Director Clapper and the rest of them are going to be wearing some orange suits.
You just heard Michael Caputo break that down. I was thinking about this morning, and it gave me a headache because there are so many known FBI, Democratic Party, George Soros Foundation, Defense Intelligence, CIA, globalist operatives who were openly surveilling Trump when he was a candidate, when he was the nominee, when he was a president-elect, and even once he was president. First, we're never spying on you. We're monitoring your digital transmissions, not wiretapping. That's an old term. So technically, we're not wiretapping. We're just intercepting everything you do illegally. Oh, we always said we didn't have moles inside the campaign. We had informants for your own safety, run by Hillary Clinton, and run by Strzok, and run by McCabe, and run by Mueller, and all the rest of these people. They've all testified before Congress. There was no surveillance, and now they've been caught lying. This is so sensational.
And it's been reported that this dossier was all dressed up by the FBI, taken to the FISA court, and presented as a legitimate intelligence document, that it became the basis for granting a warrant to spy on Americans.
Congressman, our staffs have been having extensive interaction with both intelligence committees on our interaction with the FISA court, and I think that's the appropriate setting for those questions.
Here's what I think, Director Wray. I think Peter Strzok, head of counterintelligence at the FBI, Peter Strzok, the guy who ran the Clinton investigation, did all the interviews, Peter Strzok, the guy who was running the Russian investigation at the FBI, Peter Strzok, Mr. Super Agent at the FBI, I think he's the guy who took the application to the FISA court. And if that happened, I mean, think if this happened, if you had the FBI working with a campaign, the Democrats' campaign, taking opposition research, dressing it all up and turning it into an intelligence document and taking it to the FISA court so they could spy on the other campaign, if that happened, that is as wrong as it gets.
It's so incredible that we are at this point, and the media is desperately trying to cover it up, desperately trying to not give it any coverage, because they've all told you on late night comedy and on all the fake dinosaur media and all the fake news that there is no spying on the campaign because it dwarfs Watergate by magnitudes.
All right, let's just call it Crossfire Hurricane.
Great, classic Stones. Mick Jagger, you're a bad boy.
You know, Keith was the driving force behind that band, right?
Oh, we're just discounting Brian Jones here? Come on, the guy can play the zither.
You know, the focus here, and as it was with the intelligence community, is not on the campaign per se, but what the Russians were doing to try to instantiate themselves in the campaign or to influence or leverage it. So if there was someone that was observing that sort of thing, well, that's a good thing.
At the end of the day, the big, fat, rotting, stinking, bloated, demonic whale that is the New World Order is going down, down, down to David Jones's locker.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Now, you remember all those fake polls during the campaign that had Hillary 10, 20, 30 points ahead of Trump? She had a 98% chance of winning. The secret algorithm that they found, you know, in a junk pile at the New York Times. They're making their move on Trump. Suddenly Fox News is anti-Trump. Everything's anti-Trump. He's a Russian agent. They're trying to plunge the economy. And poll, Trump approval rating lowest in a year. But then you get into the nuts and bolts of it. It's all manipulation. All right. Let's pull back from this here And I will get into the actual Procter & Gamble ad that I've been talking about that's up on Infowars.com and Newswars.com at the start of the next hour. Because it's powerful, it's sick, it shows men as evil devils, but other good men as the enforcers, showing to get men fighting with each other to show them what good masculinity is. I believe this will backfire on them mightily, but this is the intensification of the culture war. But real men and women around the world are coming together and fighting back against this. We're now into the 10th week of the Yellow Vest demonstrations, now spreading around the world. They tried to outlaw them, outlaw public assembly in France. Now there's even bigger demonstrations, and a EU armored vehicle has crashed into the Arc de Triomphe, if I'm saying that right, and it has exploded into flames, and so you've got that being damaged. That is up on Infowars.com right now. Very important article. Go get that. Now, going back to what we're talking about, the branding of Trump with his image with Putin. See, look, he's a Russian. There he is meeting with him. And, oh, did you hear he was actually under investigation as a criminal? But you just all heard him say he never was under investigation. But now he was. The scandal is they were lying. The scandal, it was political. The scandal is they found nothing. But it's simple branding where they show him with Putin and then tell you his approval rating's down. Because, you know, you can't trust that Trump. He hates America. Now, Governor Cuomo that says America was never great, will never be great, he's a good guy. Alexandria Cortez that says the country's bad, she's good. People like the former leader of the Democratic Party, who Hillary stole the nomination from, Bernie Sanders, he says he doesn't like the country. But that's okay. The Ninth Circuit says you can't have American flags in public places or public schools because they're a sign of evil, a sign of racism. And the Democratic Party says they want the American flag changed. A lot of them do. They say it's bad now. Trump warned of that, and now they're doing it. But see, they love the country, though. They're good people. It's that Trump you can't trust who wants the jobs back and the economy back and the border secured and the military to have their pay raised and all these things. He's the bad one. Trust Alexandria Cortez. Trust Nancy Pelosi. Trust them. Do not ever, 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 ever trust the military or Trump or the police. And the Democrats are like, well, just kill the police, you know. They're bad. So here's a few minutes of them branding it on Fox News just minutes ago.
Friends. But a couple of things. I think we're going down a very tough road for the future. If you have to get the notes of the interpreter and interview the interpreters of all these world leaders, they're there to interpret, not to analyze. All of a sudden, you're going to put them on the national stage to tell everybody what they believe, what the president meant when he was talking to President Xi, President Modi, or Vladimir Putin. I think it's terrible. Also, there's a little bit of a pattern here. What is this? What is the same thing we have in common with President Xi, Kim Jong on Modi, and of course, President Vladimir Putin. The president likes to do things one-on-one. He always has. They all met behind closed doors. There hasn't been a problem. The problem is with Vladimir Putin, if you want to identify a pattern.
Okay. And I ask about those notes because Republican Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin was defending the president, Morgan, saying that, you know, and I believe he was referring to the grabbing of those translator notes, saying that the president was really trying to prevent leaks that were rife in his administration.
That wouldn't surprise me at all, considering, as Kellyanne Conway said this morning, what we had at the time. Listen,
Stop there. Kind of sounds like a half-hearted defense. No. Even CNN's own article admitted it's totally normal to stop leaks and that all presidents do it. But see, that's all forgotten now. Everybody wants to prove that they know Trump's bad. In case they can take him down, they're all now trying to get on the good side with the deep state. Disgusting, filthy, evil Fox News. Absolutely unbelievable and un-American. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with the second hour. Stay with us.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking taking heart and body extract, from within a few days, I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized, my diabetes normalized, my sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of heart and body extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking heart and body extract.
Heart and body extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for heart and body extract.